China has set new rules limiting the amount of time children can play online games. The restrictions limit children to just 3 hours of online game playing a week. That is 1 hour between 8 p.m. and 9 p.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, most weeks. Li Zhangguo has 2 children, ages 4 and 8. Even though they do not have smartphones, they enjoy playing online games. If my children get their hands on our mobile phones or an iPad, and if we don't closely monitor their screen time, they can play online games for as long as 3 to 4 hours each time, he said. Like many other parents, Li is happy with new government restrictions. But experts say it is unclear if such policies can help prevent addiction to online games. Children might just get addicted to social media instead. In the end, experts say, parents should be the ones to set limits and support good practices. There has been a growing concern in China about gaming addiction among children. Government reports in 2018 found that about 1 in 10 Chinese children were addicted to the internet. The new rules are part of an effort to prevent young people from spending too much time on entertainment that communist officials consider unhealthy. That includes what officials call the irrational fan culture surrounding celebrities. Adolescents are the future of the motherland, and protecting the physical and mental health of minors is related to the vital interests of masses, the Press and Publications Administration said in a statement. It is similar to a campaign by President Xi Jinping to create a healthier society for a more powerful China. Under the new rules, the responsibility for making sure children play only 3 hours a day falls largely on Chinese gaming companies like NetEase and Tencent. Tencent's highly popular Honor of Kings mobile game is played by tens of millions across the country. Companies have set up real name registration systems to prevent young users from going past game time limits. They have used facial recognition technology to confirm their identities. And they have also set up a program that permits people to report violations. It is unclear what punishments gaming companies may face if they do not enforce the restrictions. And even if such policies are enforced, it is also unclear whether they can prevent online addiction. Tao Ran is director of the Adolescent Psychological Development Base in Beijing, which specializes in treating internet addiction. He expects about 20% of children will find ways to get around the rules. If you have a system in place to restrict them from gaming, they will try to beat the system by borrowing accounts of their older relatives and find a way around facial recognition, Tao said. Short video apps such as Douyin and TikTok are also very popular in China. They are not under the same restrictions as games. Barry Ipp of the University of Hertfordshire in England has researched gaming and addiction. He said it's just as easy for a young person to spend 4 hours on TikTok in the evening rather than play games if their time is uncontrolled. Lee, the father of 2 young children, said he plans to start piano lessons for his daughter. Sometimes, due to work, parents may not have time to pay attention to their children, and that's why many kids turn to games to spend time, he said. Parents must be willing to help children cultivate hobbies and interests so that they can develop in a healthy manner. I'm Dan Novak.